And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up,
Doe? I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in, center stage, on the mic, and we put it on wax.
Yes! We're Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Jalen Rose, the Heat and the Sixers faced off in a big game in the Eastern Conference, and guess what? It was not even close. The Heat didn't just win. They absolutely dominated the 76ers. Jalen, I didn't know who was going to win, but I did not think this would happen. What happened to the Sixers last night?
So I got to tell you something that we need to start doing as people who talk about sports in the microphones. And a lot of times we're wearing makeup and having big time opinions and takes. Okay. Start putting some respect on Jimmy Butler's name.
Back.
That need to start happening in today's NBA. And I'm not even talking about points, rebounds, and assists. Here's a player that has never attempted on average over 15 shots per game. Yet he's a perennial all-star and a lockdown defender. And he's very effective at being efficient. He struggled recently shooting a three-point shot. Going into last night, really was struggling.
Yep.
But why I want to give him his flowers while he's in the league, and for some strange reason, they don't have him starting in the All-Star game, which is crazy to me. I know that that's a voting thing, but that lets you know that the process is just flawed. Not only does he show up in the fourth quarter, but he shows up when there's adversity. And I always appreciate players like that. For example, we heard about the infamous practice that Minnesota had when he fell out with his teammates and how he was dominant, putting a smackdown on them. And he played that way when he returned to Minnesota too. He doubled down on it. When he goes against Philly, think about what happened. The Sixers got two perennial all-stars in Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. They have an all-star caliber player in Tobias Harris, who they gave Jimmy Butler's contract to. The Miami Heat now have a second all-star with Bam because he's arguably the most improved player in the game. And not only will he block shots at board, he get you double-figure dimes now. Adebayo's ball skills are great. So now those dudes come to Miami. And I tell you, a handful of cities are undefeated as it relates to the nightlife. I know Miami's still on tilt from the Super Bowl. I know it's some remnants still laying around. I know it is. I was just down there. Trust me. There's some archaeologists that need to go down there and get those bones from the Super Bowl. And then now your team that struggles on the road in the Sixers goes to Miami and plays against Jimmy Butler. Now, what we sleep on is Jimmy Butler flat out left the Sixers and didn't look back. And didn't go join somebody. He went to Miami to forge his own path, in theory, as an all-NBA caliber player. And he was killing them, basically almost had 40 through three quarters. The Miami Heat had the most efficient net rating offensively in the history of the NBA last night against the Sixers' defense. They only had three turnovers the entire game. I'll be watching games like this closely. And look at Jimmy, equal opportunity employer. Get some of that Embiid. Get some of that Tobias. Oh, that's Ben? You come get some of that too. And that impresses me about how he approaches the game. And that's why the Miami Heat are going to continue to improve and give people problems.
Jalen, I'm so glad that you celebrated the Heat. But you know me, I like to go negative. Let's talk about the Sixers for a second. And before we talk about the Sixers, let's listen to Ben Simmons himself discuss the Sixers' performance last night after they lost their third of three straight.
Ben, you mentioned the physicality. I mean, you guys are a very tall, big team. Why can you pinpoint why you haven't been able to?
We were soft. It was soft.
Wait, y'all supposed to be the big bullies on the block. Like, y'all supposed to be the big team. Y'all supposed to be the defensive team with the big guys, with this height and the size at every position. And you're soft? Jalen, what do you think about Ben Simmons saying that he and his team were soft last night?
Representing Philly, they supposed to be Broad Street bullies at that. And the thing about it, I mentioned it, they struggle mightily on the road. Their road record against Christmas is amongst the worst in the entire NBA. Look at that move. That's Joel Embiid being guarded one-on-one on the post against Jimmy Butler, shooting a fall-away hook. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's what comes into play. When you only force a team to do three turnovers, you ain't physical at all. Swiss cheese. Duncan Robinson coming off clean looks, knocking down threes. Bam. He dribbled up from the top of the key one time. Nobody around him. Free throw line jumper. Two bucket. So they're having an identity crisis with their team in Philly, and it's going to be interesting to see how it gets ironed out.
Jalen, I do have to mention this, that before the game, Ben Simmons was just lounging poolside with a young lady named Kendall Jenner, who he also went to the Super Bowl with. Now, there's absolutely nothing wrong with an NBA player enjoying a little off time, especially in Miami and especially with a lovely lady. But Jalen, do you think there's anything to that? Do you think that just the high profileness of this relationship could become a distraction for Ben Simmons and the Sixers?
So this is the part where I become OG, but an uncle that still can relate to the game. And so, like, when I play, there are certain things that I personally would not do on the day of a game, because unlike boxing, one of my favorite sports, there were just certain things that fighters do before they're about to go into the ring that, as a basketball player, I adopted a couple of those things, let's just say. And one of those on the day of a game, definitely not.
Don't get fired.
Definitely not. No type of relations. The other thing, laying out in the pool, laying by the pool getting sun, because it seems like that may absorb some of your legs. It may not do that. That may not even be true. But again, I'm thinking like the old school player. Nowadays, let me tell you something. If I was in the league and I was playing for Philly, number five, okay, not only would I have been laying out at the pool with Kylie Jenner, I would have got a haircut before I hung out with her, not before the game.
Well, it was Kendall Jenner, but we're going to move on before you get us all canceled. The Mavs playing well. No Luka, no problem. Kristaps Porzingis. KP had 38 points and 12 rebounds. That is his second consecutive 35.10 rebound game. Jalen, do you think that sort of KP being able to be the first option on offense can unlock him when Luka comes back and they play together later in the season?
Well, he's a perfect example of when your confidence can be high when you know that you're going to be featured. And there are a lot of players in the league like that, where when their role shifts, depending on what they're asked to do, because there's a lot of this happening in the league where you go from being the best player on your team, Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis, Chris Paul when he joined James Harden, Paul George when he joined Russell Westbrook, to being the second best player. And then as you start to get a little older, like a Boogie Cousins when he gets back, or you're later in your career like a Dwight Howard when you're like the seventh or eighth player, that reinventing yourself is what gives you staying power. As a young player for Porzingis, you get a chance to team up with Luka, and all of a sudden he takes it to a level of top 10 dynamic that none of us saw coming this year. Mm. And so you coming off an injury, you was the number one option in New York. You go from being featured like he was last night to you got to get in where you fit in, and you should, because Luka is that deal. So now all of a sudden when he's not out there, those plays that they was running for him, You getting those opportunities to your strength. You saw them run a pin down for him against Miles Turner. Yep. You saw the high pick and roll pop against Miles Turner. And so those are now the kind of actions that as a coaching staff, Rick Carlisle is going to say, okay, so we need to adapt to featuring Luka, but also making Kristaps feel like we're giving him a chance to eat. And that's going to be a great balance for them to juggle going forward because like Memphis, they're a terrific young dynamic duo.
Absolutely. I think this is the young dynamic duo that has the most potential to be great in the future. But we're also going to move on to the Boston Celtics. After a win last night against the Hawks, they've won 7 of 8 games. They're so close to the number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference. The Raptors are always red hot. But my question for you is this. When we hear about the Celtics, we always hear about trade rumors. They need to upgrade the big position. Maybe Clint Capella is someone that interests them. But with this team and this momentum that they have, do they need to remix the roster to make a playoff run?
So here's what's going to happen in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Just giving you some tape to rewind.
Okay.
It's going to be all about matchups. That it's really going to be all about matchups. The only team that's distinguished themselves are the Milwaukee Bucks. They're the only one. Everybody else, it depends on who they're playing, whether they're going to advance or not.
Yep.
And we just talked about the Sixers. And on paper, they're about to have 2 All-Stars. But when I look at these standings, they 6.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a perfect example of this inconsistency for a talented team, yet the resurgence of teams that just give me effort on a nightly basis. The Celtics have talent and give me effort. They have 2 All-Stars, and Jaylen Brown was just player of the week in the conference. And then you look at Indiana, look at Miami, look at Toronto. Like, those teams gonna show up and play hard every night. Victor Oladipo is back for Indy. We just talked about Jimmy Butler. Pascal Siakam with the Raptors. So it all depends on matchups of who's going to advance to play against the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Jalen Rose, the Grizzlies won last night, got themselves to 500 basketball, but it did against the Pistons. So I guess it still counts, though. No big deal. But, Jalen, there wasn't that much drama during the game as the Grizzlies ran away with it, but there was a lot of drama after the game. Now remember, the trade deadline is looming and Andre Iguodala is still with the Grizzlies. Here is what Dylan Brooks said about the situation.
First time I seen him was on TV talking about us. But we don't, it doesn't even matter. Andre Iguodala is a great player. I feel like he's doing the right thing for, his career. But we don't really care.
It's certainly not a distraction.
No, it's not a distraction at all. I laugh at that type of stuff. A guy that's on our team doesn't want to be on our team. I can't wait till we find a way to trade him so we can play him. And I can just be to show him what really Memphis is about.
Well, that last part was certainly interesting. And I do want to point out that Dylan Brooks said he's a great player and he respects him and all that. But he also said, I can't wait till we trade him so I can play him. Jalen, what do you think about Brooks' comments about Andre Iguodala and his relationship with the Grizzlies?
So the moment he was describing about seeing Andre Iguodala on TV talking about them, it was on NBA Countdown, and I was standing right next to him.
Mm.
And I gave reference to AI and congratulated him for getting a large check every 1st and 15th from his employer, but not having to show up at work.
17
that
million.
That conversation did happen. And so in a salary cap driven sport, let me just tell you from Dylan Brooks' side, when you allocate resources like that to one player, that means that you're taking away from something that could be possibly making the team better if that player isn't performing at all. And so in theory, you take that salary, they could be higher in the playoff rankings. They could be doing a lot better than anticipated. And so I know that frustration. The other thing is when you basically try to do what Iguodala is going to do, and Dylan applauded. He said at this point in his career, it's a smart thing. He did say that. He said at this point in his career, It's a smart thing. He's a great player, but it's not a distraction to me. Because what you're basically saying is, I want to go to a contender because y'all ain't good enough to win the chip. That's what you say. And basically, that's what great players have been saying when they left one team. LeBron James, when he left Cleveland. Kevin Durant, when he left OKC. So, of course, when you return, you're going to get booed. This is Dylan Brooks, somebody in the locker room, physically booing Andre Iguodala because he's telling them that they're not good enough to be a contender this year by not showing up.
It is 2020, so it did not stop there. Of course, it all spilled over to social media where Ja Morant got a little active on Twitter. Not saying much, but saying enough. He did like a tweet that was, I can't say what it said, but it was it didn't say nice things about Andre Iguodala. And he also sent some emojis that were kind of pointed, that were retweeting what other people felt, which said enough. He was subtweeting Iguodala. And then, of course, it went and snowballed from there. So what do you think about these two young Grizzlies basically subtweeting and co-signing very, very negative things about Iguodala after the fact?
It has nothing to do with Andre Iguodala. That's my family. This has everything to do with my love for the league. I want to make sure I say this as somebody that grew up playing on a milk crate. Okay, nailed to a telephone pole, and that's why I started shooting runners and floaters, because you get splinters running into that pole or people to push you into it. I like competition within the game. This is a Western Conference foe. Iguodala may end up on a Western Conference team. Allegedly, that might be the Lakers or Clippers. I like a young group of players that are owning the fact that we're the grit and grind part two in theory. We got something special happening in Memphis, is what Ja Morant is telling y'all. You saw Jaren Jackson, and I've been telling you, he shoots that three with that right hand. But when he get around that basket, he'll bang on you with that left.
Oh, he dunked on Drummond with the left hand. I know you saw that. I know you saw him dunk on Drummond last night with the left hand.
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
I mentioned it when we talk. You talk about the Mavs young duo. Put some respect on Memphis young duo. I've been saying it all year. And you know how protective I am with Ja Morant.
I know you
know
love
how
Ja
protective
so
I am him.
You love Ja
Morant. I ain't even wanted to be in the dunk contest. Because I don't want him trying to jump over Taco Fall and get 50s. Because he'll try it. Okay? I need him balling like he balling on the court. And Dylan Brooks making shots. He was a scorer in college. People slept on him. He had to find his way to the rotation. And now all of a sudden he getting buckets. So it's like Valanciunas is an anchor. Y'all don't believe in us. We going for a playoff spot. I love it.
I love it too. Jalen, sometimes this video, that really deserves to be broken down in deep, deep detail. So you and I need to go to the table. Gentleman by the name of Montrell Williams, not Montel Williams. He's a basketball player that's playing overseas, and he had one of the most impressive dunks I have seen this season. Let's look at Montrell get up overseas. Steal, nice pass. Jumped over a human being, Jalen Rose. He leapt that entire whole human and dunked a la Vince Carter in the Olympics. My question for you, Jalen, you say you've never been dunked on. Would you rather be dunked on or be jumped over and then dunked on?
I ain't trying to get jumped over. That's the worst. That's the worst. Being jumped over, that's like sunning you. Like, I remember just one of the things I used to do as a hood decathlete is go from house to house and try to jump everybody's fence.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, put your hand on the fence once and just leap it.
You can't let your feet touch the fence. You got to put just a hand, just one hand.
Correct. Almost like hurdles. That's a really impressive dunk with the left. It always looks a lot more special because lefties are the minority in sports and in society.
I'll admit it, I'm not the greatest at giving myself the warm, delicious breakfast that I deserve. I've had my fair share of sad breakfasts, whether I'm rushing out of the house to prepare for this show or I'm chasing the kids around.
I end up eating a lot of sad breakfasts. Beige, plastic wrap, brick-shaped protein bars, day-old break room donuts, frozen breakfast trays, not my finest moments. But now that McChicken breakfast sandwiches are on the McDonald's breakfast menu, I don't think I can ever go back to my old breakfast life, and you shouldn't either. The McChicken breakfast sandwich is a breakfast worth getting up for. Buttery, crispy McChicken biscuits and savory, sweet chicken McGriddles, freshly prepared and now available nationwide at McDonald's. It is time to change your life for breakfast. That is how you wake up breakfast. This is available at participating McDonald's for a limited time. Feels like the confetti just fell at the Super Bowl in Miami, yet here we are talking about the Dallas Cowboys on ESPN. You'll never believe it. We're going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys because there is a little bit of news. Dak Prescott told reporters to make sure they report that he will not be working out anywhere near the star, obviously referring to the logo of the Dallas Cowboys. He will likely be franchised. He could hold out. So my question for you, Jalen Rose, how do you think this is going to play out? Save us the next 3 months. How do you see this playing itself out?
From a ownership perspective and as a franchise, the Dallas Cowboys could not be handling this any worse. Like they could not be handling this any worse. And here's what I mean. You already got the bargain. You got him in the fourth round. He became your starter. He's only making $2.5 million a year playing against guys that make $30 million.
Great point.
Like, you got to find a way to bridge that gap so that doesn't become an issue, not only financially, but emotionally and psychologically, to where it becomes personal. In business, you know if you get in a bargain. You got a franchise quarterback, you paid him $2 million. You should take care of him. So now, he unlike Ezekiel, who held out to make sure he got his bread, $90 million. Dak was like, you know what? I'm going to be a good soldier.
I'm going
to play. I'm going to come to camp. And you know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to play the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play the entire season. They didn't make the playoffs, but it's two sides to the football. And when I look at their roster, everybody else getting paid. Lawrence getting paid.
Both sides of the ball. Oh, Jalen got a new deal.
Jalen getting paid.
Yeah,
everybody getting paid. So the offensive line, highest paid in the league, like, what about me? And so now the season happens, you fire the coach, and if you watch Jalen and Jacoby, you were told who was going to beat the coach.
Michael
right
McCarthy.
Here. You got that exclusive that Mike McCarthy was going to be the coach. And one of the reasons he's the coach, you notice his salary wasn't announced. You notice his salary wasn't announced. You notice his salary wasn't announced. Now, when Carolina hires a head coach, we know how much money he's going to make. So what is the difference? The difference is one is an investment and one is insurance. And so everybody getting paid and everybody changing titles and everything. Kelly Clemens is going to be back. The offensive coordinator, like, everybody's going to be back. But you don't take care of Dak, the most important position on the team. If I'm Dak, and this sounds like what he's saying, you're not going to see him in the Cowboy uniform again until he get a new contract.
I don't think so either. Obviously referring to Kellen Moore instead of Kellen Clemens. But Jalen, there's something else that's happening in the NFL. It's just a problem. Can I vent for a second, Jalen Rose? Because I'm upset about something. You know what? This is just injustice. This is injustice. Listen. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, you played a great quarter in the Super Bowl, but you are not the future of the position. We don't have to compare you to Michael Jordan. We're not going to say that the Chiefs are going to be a dynasty. We're not going to say you're the best quarterback that we've ever seen. We're not going to put you in the Hall of Fame. Do you know why? Because you're the second best quarterback in the National Football League right now. Everybody forgot about Lamar Jackson, the unanimous MVP of the league, who broke records passing. Broke records rushing the ball. He was far and away the most dynamic and best player at the position all season long. Yet now we're talking about Patrick Mahomes like he sliced bread. Like he invented the forward pass in the NFL. And Jalen,
How do you feel about this?
You know what? This is why I love doing this show with you so very much, my dog. Because
what's up, brother?
We never give each other props or credit, but every now and then we see eye to eye on a topic. And all season we sat here and we made sure that we not only big up the Ravens, and you know how much I love their secondary, and John Harbaugh, who's my guy, one of my favorite coaches, him and Mike Tomlin and Belichick and Andy Reid and Pete Carroll, but also how they built their team around Lamar to the point where it became something we'd never seen. It revolutionized football. I'm watching an NFL team play four downs like it's a high school game.
Yep.
I'm watching a quarterback break passing records and rushing records. So
yes.
One play, he's Michael Vick. The next play, he's Peyton Manning. He's the only unanimous MVP of the NFL besides Tom Brady. And their styles of play are vastly different.
Jalen, he broke Vick's record and broke a Peyton Manning record. He's not just them. He's better than them at the position. Both of them. Yet here we are talking about, is Patrick Mahomes the Michael Jordan of the NFL? Is Patrick Mahomes going to get 10 MVPs or 20 MVPs over the next couple of decades? Let's not forget Lamar Jackson. Let's never forget Lamar Jackson wearing the chains outside of his uniform on week 17. Because that is the lasting image that I will remember of Lamar Jackson. And I hope Lamar Jackson is listening to all of this. I hope that he's listening to all of this. And he's just in the gym. And he's just working harder. And he's getting more angry. Because I want the same Lamar Jackson. I want to replay all the tape that everybody talked about Patrick Mahomes over the last couple days. Next year when Lamar Jackson and the Ravens do it again. I get so fired up over this stuff, man. I really do. I love Lamar Jackson so much. The year that he put up, it's like we just forgot about it. We forgot about it because Derrick Henry ran for 400 yards on him in a playoff game. It's like, let's not forget just how good Lamar Jackson was. And he may not be the best quarterback in the league anymore, but he certainly once was for a long time, and he may really be the best quarterback of all time. And of course, I'm talking about Tom Brady, who is a free agent. He appeared in the Super Bowl, but it was in a Hulu commercial, and there's more rumors about him. Yesterday, we talked about him maybe going to the 49ers, and there's discussions of him going to Vegas to play with the Raiders. Discussion of him taking over for Philip Rivers with the Chargers. Discussion of the New England Patriots giving him over $30 million just to play next year in New England. So, Jalen, where do you think this is all going to end up?
Well, I know since he's turning 43 next season, this would seem normal, but Tom Brady has defied odds his entire NFL career. For most people, getting a one-year deal at top dollar would be great, but he ain't going for no one-year deal. I've been trying to tell everybody for the last 15 years, anybody that would listen, there are three keys to the Patriots' success. No particular order for the first two. Belichick, Brady, and Giselle. Because when you're paying your quarterback top dollar, it takes resources away from the rest of your roster. And there are multiple times I'm watching them play and they got that extra linebacker and they got that extra running back and they got that extra wide receiver because he wasn't taking top dollar from the salary cap based on the facts of his marriage dynamics. That helped the team. He wasn't just doing them a favor. It was an investment. Okay, I'm going to invest this back into the team so that now I can sit pretty with six championship rings and do Hulu commercials in one Super Bowl that I ain't in, even though I've been in nine in 20 years. Okay? So he trying to get a 3-4-5 year deal and trying to get top dollar. He going to make sure somebody paying him at 45, even if he playing or not.
Jalen, I've seen you run across the street at 47, and no one's going to pay him to play football at 45. Jalen, what we discuss in this program is very important to you. So we made a segment where you can decide. It's called Keep It Moving.
Keep it moving, you know we keep it moving.
If you want to discuss the topic, just say hit the brakes. If not, we'll keep it moving. Jalen, first up, Clippers and the Spurs played a tight game last night. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes. All right. The Clippers ended up getting the win, but the Spurs fell to 22-27. Jalen, you know I picked the Spurs to miss the playoffs every year, and I'm wrong every year. Do you think this will finally be the year where the Spurs actually miss the playoffs?
Yes, because I'm going Portland and Memphis for those final two spots based on the way it's shaping up right now. I believe that when you have a dynasty the way they've had, of course you got to reinvent your team. I've played against them when they had David Robinson, Tim Duncan, then Manu and Tony and Kawhi. And so when you have that turnover and you have the success that they've had, even a great coach like Pop is going to have seasons potentially where they don't make the playoffs. And I believe this is going to be that year. And on the other side for the, and another thing that happened in this game, DeMar DeRozan drove to the basket and he elbowed his good friend Paul George in the nose.
Right in the nose.
And they gave him a flagrant one. They gave him a flagrant one.
With the ball in his hand, he got a flagrant one. With the ball in one hand, like, and hit him with the elbow in the other.
Those are the kind of those are the kind of old school stay off my lawn plays right there. Those are the kind of plays right there.
Jalen, something I want to get your perspective on very quickly. Jakob Poeltl was checking into the game, and let's just take a look at what happened. Doesn't have his jersey on. Jalen, how's that happen?
You ain't good enough, dog. You ain't good enough, dog. You ain't good enough, dog. He was not good enough. That's the first thing to come to mind. Because you put LaMarcus back in, and guess what? He started cooking. And so what just happened? You just lost an opportunity. You never know what might happen in this game. We work at ESPN. How many times do you watch top 10 highlights? Anything can happen at any time. Somebody can have a career game. Somebody can do something that's so very outstanding. You missed a moment, Jakob.
It's a great point. Jalen, FSU beat North Carolina last night. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Shout to Cole Anthony. Good to see him back in the lineup. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
I have a Sabrina Ionescu update.
Hit the brakes! Hit the brakes! Hit the brakes!
Jalen Rose's favorite basketball player in the planet and the Oregon Ducks went into UConn, the Gamble Pavilion, and held them. Gave them the worst loss they've ever had in that arena. They beat them by 74-56. Jalen, Sabrina was a rebound and assist away from another triple-double. What did you see from our girl, Sabrina, last night?
Control! That's what I saw. You at UConn, they've been the standard bearers. And she said it after the game. That's us now. And starting off, all she was doing was getting teammates involved. Pick and roll action, dump offs for layups, hitting a couple of shots, like playing with great leadership and pace. This is the largest loss at UConn in 20 years. Just think about that. She took her team that's ranked third to UConn that's ranked fourth. And beat them by almost 20. Something that has not happened in two decades. That's why she's my favorite player in collegiate basketball.
Well, from your favorite basketball player to your favorite boxer, I have some Terrence Crawford news. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
We all want to see Crawford against Errol Spence. There's a lot of reasons that doesn't seem to be imminent, both financial and physical, because Spence was involved in a car accident. So Bob Arum has drawn up a little interest. He said that Terrence Crawford is a better wrestler than Conor McGregor. Jalen, would you like to see a home-and-home, a one boxing match and a one MMA fight between McGregor and Crawford?
So let me tell you what I love that's happening right here first and foremost.
Tell me.
And somebody shout to the Top Rank family. I've worked there even before they were partners with ESPN. Shout to Todd. Shout to Bob. I appreciate the years y'all showing me love and allowing me to do great thing in prize fighting. What is Bob Arum's title?
Owner.
And
promoter?
Promoter!
Okay.
Got you. So therefore, if there's a chance that Crawford and McGregor are going to meet each other and see how many Popeye's chicken sandwiches they can eat in one sitting. Bob would make it interesting for us to pay to go watch it. That's how he's become a 100 millionaire, probably a billionaire. That's what he does. I seen the machine work.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So
here's the thing is, it's you're going to make more money fighting McGregor than you're going to make fighting Spence. You're going to make fighting anybody else in the squared circle. So from my mind, if I'm Terrence Crawford, I am seriously considering this. Do you think he could seriously be considering this?
So here's, as somebody that's a Terrence Crawford fan, and he's been on our show. If he has a wrestling history and it's something that he's passionate about, okay. But if it's something that he's adopting, absolutely not. That's the distinction. You don't practice against Conor McGregor. Because when I see those terms, better wrestler than McGregor, there ain't too many people walking the face of the earth that can say that. And depending on what night it is, not many are. So if this happens, it's going to be in a squared circle. I cannot imagine this taking place in an octagon.
Jalen, the Super Bowl halftime performance has left a lasting effect not just on me. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
Well, all the Grizzlies drama happened after the game. But against the Pistons, the Grizzlies mascot did his best Shakira impression to the delight of the crowd. Jalen Rose, what do you think about this move from the Grizzlies mascot?
I think that's a boss move. We're paying attention to the Grizzlies for all the right reasons. Got the entertainment with the mascot, current events, getting social clips, getting shouts on our show. John Brooks going back and forth with Steph, posting KD with trophies. I love it.
I love it,
too. That's why they're going for that eighth spot.
Shout to Memphis and the Grizzlies and Yo Gotti while we're at it. Now, Jalen Rose has never had a real job. He's a professional basketball player. He's a media superstar. He doesn't know what it's like to toil away every day in a typical 9-to-5 desk job. Well, guess what? I do. I did it for years. And there's this thing that Jalen can't relate to that I can. It's the 2:30 feeling. You know the feeling. Actually, science backs it up. Research shows that more than 70% of us hit a wall after lunch. Here's the thing. Let a 5-hour energy shot help you leap over that wall instead of crashing into it. 5-hour energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. With zero sugar, only 4 calories, and a convenient portable size, it's the perfect pick-me-up for busy, hardworking people. Now it comes in 2 great extra-strength tropical tastes. Strawberry banana, delicious, and tropical burst. Not that descriptive, but equally delicious. And you can take your tropical on-the-go experience. I love it so much. Try them both. Go online and shop the number 5hourenergy.com. Again, you put the number 5hourenergy.com and use the code Jacoby. That's right. If you go to the number 5hourenergy.com and you use the code Jacoby at checkout, you'll receive a one-time offer of 10% off your order. Again, go to shop number 5hourenergy.com. Shop 5hourenergy.com. Use the code Jacoby. Receive a one-time 10% off your 5-hour energy needs. You go buy a box of those. You keep them at your office desk. It's going to change your life. 5-hour energy. Energy on the go. Jalen Rose, a couple big games tonight I would like to discuss with you. Number one involves the men's college basketball team that you may be interested in. The Michigan Wolverines. They play the Ohio State Buckeyes. Both at this point are unrated. Similar records. What do you think about the Wolverines season thus far after such a hot start?
I'm proud of what Juwan has done with the team. Anytime you come into a season and you're not ranked, and all of a sudden you play against a lot of the top teams in the country and you catapult yourself into the top 5, that's special. Dealt with some injuries. Livers has been in and out of the lineup. Hopefully he can stay healthy. Simpson leads the nation in assists. Teske is a good big guy that can give you points facing and with his back to the basket. So I like the way our squad is progressing. The Big Ten is tough. They may get more teams in the NCAA tournament than any conference in the country.
Jalen, that's the big game in college. The big game in the pros is tonight between the Bucks and the Pelicans. And obviously that means a matchup between the Greek Freak and one of the more freakiest athletes we've ever seen in the league, Zion Williamson. What do you think will happen when these two face off on the same floor?
I just enjoyed it. I've been saying, look at the Pelicans fly for a couple of years, and now they got Zion, and it really matters. That's what he's doing. No doubt. I want to see him playing against the top players in the game, and tonight he's going to get a chance to face Giannis. These are two freaks of nature for vastly different reasons. Their body type. We've never seen a 7-foot guy like Giannis go coast to coast in 5 or 6 dribbles and dunk on everybody while still getting 30 points, 15 boards, and 5 assists. And we haven't seen a 6'8", 280 guy getting every loose ball, getting steals, getting blocks, and dunking on everybody and catching lobs from 60 feet away from the hoop. So I can't wait to this matchup. Unfortunately, I think the playoff run is a little too late for the Pelicans. 10 games under 500. Yeah.
But I am so interested in these games because Zion Williamson has been so consistent, so efficient. Not only is he getting nearly 20 points a game, he's doing it in about 26 minutes. I am so, so impressed with Zion's early start to his career. Jalen, it's time for What's Your Number? So an animal sanctuary in South Carolina has a bunch of pigs. They've got a lot of pigs that might have been abused. They were rescued. And they've got lots of these pigs. And they want to get them adopted. But in order to get the pigs adopted, they need the pigs to be acclimated to dealing with human beings. So they are looking for volunteers to come to their rescue farm and cuddle with the pigs. Jalen Rose, what is your number to snuggle with a pig?
So this number ain't as high as you may think, but it's one criteria. Who picking up after them? That's the number one question I need to ask.
Well, let me just first
because
show you what
I remember
like.
Years where
let me show you what it would look like.
Okay, show me what it looked like.
There we are. We're just hanging out with the pigs. just getting some pig time in by the pool there. You know.
You ready for this? Here's my price for that. As somebody that's been on this network holding multiple goats while doing live TV, I would do that for free.
Yo, you're the best. We're going to make that happen. We always say we give the people what they want, so we're not just going to give you the television show audio. We always give you podcast exclusive Too Hot for TV. Jalen, I got a Too Hot for TV story that has a lot of layers. A lot of layers. Okay? So I want you to pay attention to this one. Right. Because the headline says, man arrested for trying to pay prostitute with hamburger. Right? So you see that and you're like, wait, what? Like, how could that possibly come? But then, you know what? You know how I like to really just read the headlines and not read the full story? This one I had to read the full story. So let me tell you what the full story is. Let me tell you what the full story is. And I want you to be Judge Jalen on this one. The full story is that this man was riding his bike in New Mexico. He had just gotten some fast food. And he saw a young lady that he thought was a prostitute. He asked this young lady for her phone number because he gets paid on Friday. The young lady says, well, what do you got in the bag? And he's like, I got a burger and some fries. The young lady's like, well, how about that as payment? And he's like, all right, bet. And then next thing you know, hit the sirens, Reggie. It's a sting operation. So my question for you is, I understand how legally he is guilty of this crime, but like, not in the court of law, but in the court of game, in the court of like, can you sleep well at night? Do you think that he is guilty of this crime, Judge Jalen?
You're right. This is a complicated one with a lot of layers to it.
It is.
And so let me unpack the first one. I appreciate all entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
So I recognize that prostitution is one of the oldest professions.
Yeah, but remember, this is not a prostitute. This is an undercover police officer.
I know, but this story is in the name of prostitution.
I understand.
And I don't want to put any slander or disrespect on what they do.
Copy that.
Based on this operation. Next. That's unfair and that's a setup. That should be illegal.
It does feel
because
a bit
you
like
coerced me. So you set me
all,
up.
I want to. This is a very, again, a lot of layers here. So I want to give you some more information. This person is a bad person. I think they're a registered sex offender. Like this individual and going up to solicit an illegal act is wrong in itself. So I'm in no way defending the acts of this person, but I'm just saying, when you read the headline, it looks like someone went like, yo, how about I give you a hamburger and you give me blank? But then when you read the story, it's a lot more convoluted. He didn't ask for prostitution. He asked for the phone number for potential future prostitution, which I always say, don't judge me on what I think about doing. Judge me on what I actually do. You know what I mean? Don't judge me on what I think about doing. So, judge me on what I do.
So I may get the order wrong, and please excuse me. I've been out of school for a long time. But, like, growing up in the 70s and just being a historian of, you know, counterculture and what happens in the United States of America, I saw the uptick in how prisons became businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that was government issued. Mm-hmm. And the people in charge, whether it was Hoover or Nixon or Reagan, who took it to another level, Bill Clinton, who took it to another level. I can't front when I see people like, oh, he the first black president. And, you know, talking about Bill Clinton ain't in hell. I'm like, you know, he was overrated. To be honest with you.
Oh, we're going, oh, okay. Didn't know this story was going to take that turn, but okay, we'll go there.
Well, I bring this up because this sounds to me like an urban attempt to coerce somebody riding on the bike, solicit them for prostitution. They tell you they don't have any money. That should be the end of the conversation. Number one. But also, yes. You shouldn't even be approaching me. Like, if it's a sting operation, the person that's doing the soliciting should be approaching the prostitute, not the other way around.
Well, I believe that's how this interaction started from reading it. But there's also a couple layers. There's more layers to this. Like, I one time would go to this bar in Los Angeles on Sunset. And I'm not going to say their name. But it was kind of like a dive bar. You know how I like dive bars. I'm not a nightclub guy. I'm a dive bar guy. And like between the hours of 3 and 6, they would offer free tacos. And here's the thing. I don't want a free taco. And in New York City, you walk around Manhattan, they've got dollar pizza slices. I don't want dollar pizza slices. You know what I mean? Like, that's not, I don't want that. And this isn't like a rich guy thing. This is like, you know what? Like, if you like pizza slices, I'd rather have a $2 pizza slice than a dollar pizza slice. So if you are in this negotiation, someone's like, what about that hamburger? I'd be like, you know what? No. If you would accept a hamburger, then I'm not accepting it from you.
But you're literally trapping me though. It's one thing if the dude was riding on the bike and he walked up to the alleged prostitute and was like, hey, what would it cost for sex? That ain't what happened.
But it was more along those lines. Like, I think he was basically like, oh, what's up? What's going on? I get paid on Friday. Let me get your number.
Well, he's just planting. That don't mean that he was trying to do a business transaction. They have relationships outside of work.
Yeah, maybe he was just trying to get a phone number.
That's their word.
If you research the story, we are in no way defending the actions of this man because he's a bad person with a bad history. We were just talking about this interaction.
I respect all entrepreneurs. And what I will say, industries like porn and adult entertainment and prostitution, they have relationships outside of work.
Yeah.
So him asking for her number, could be to try to go on a date.
I'm sure he would prefer a date. I'm sure he would. And another thing is I saw in the article, and again, like, it could be like LeBron James traded to the Timberwolves, and I don't read the whole article, but this one I read the whole article. And it was part of one of 11 stings in one afternoon. Like, what are y'all doing out there in New Mexico?
So like, I'm going to ask you,
what's really good in New Mexico?
Yeah, this just sounds like an act of trying to fill up some prisons.
Yeah, there's a quota.
That's what this sounds like to me.
Well, sometimes you hear about like speed ticket quotas or certain quotas that they got to hit, and like, you know, this used to be a thing earlier. Actually, guys, I was probably moved to New York, but there used to be a thing where it was like in my town, they'd be like, oh, end of the month, they got to hit quotas, so don't speed between like the 25th and the 31st. They used to say stuff like that.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and the meter maids and those type of people too. Exact same thing.
Yo, do you know what happened?
Are you one of the kind of people that if you park and get a ticket, do you get mad at the person if you see him?
No. Because I've been through that. I've seen it happen so many times. Because when you live in New York, you see a lot more of that stuff. And it depends on where they are in the process. If they've put ink to paper, I'll be like, I know I'll make an attempt, but I will never be rude. I will never be rude. I'll never yell. I'll never get mad. I'll make an attempt. Of course, I'm going to shoot my shot. But if you put ink to paper already, I totally understand it, right? But secondly, this happened to me walking to work right here in the South Street Seaport District of Manhattan. I was walking to work from where I get my breakfast to the studio. Same thing every day. And this ticket officer was writing a ticket. And I was walking past the car and her. And she went to me and she goes, oh, is this your car? Like, if I said yes, she was going to not give me a ticket. Shout to that traffic officer or parking officer or whoever that was. Because I was walking by. I wasn't even walking up to the car. She's like, oh, is this yours? Because there's no one on the street at the time I'm there. She's like, oh, is this yours? I was like, nah. And she was going to let me off if I said yes. And you know what? Big shout to her. She was kind of cute, too.
So I was just about to say that. So to me, this sounds like either your fame paid off or she thought she was fly.
Oh no, she was fly. She was fly. But I'm always fly. You know what I mean? It's hard. I don't think she watches Jalen and Jacoby. You know what I mean? But I'm always fly. It's hard for me to walk the streets of Manhattan just without causing a stir. You know what I mean? I'm like Elvis out here, like the Beatles in 1969. It's just crowds of women just screaming and running after me and stuff. It's crazy. I need security. I need to wear a full-on mask.
I'm pretty sure Joey at home biting her fingernails worried about somebody snatching you from her. I bet she ain't worried about it at all.
She has not
anybody that's ever met Jacoby's wife
that.
Or seen her. She ain't worried about that. I promise.
She just worried
about
that.
If you gave her a list like Jay-Z,
and when can I help with the kid?
Of 99 problems, he's the one. You know, she ain't worried about him at all.
She is not worried about me.
So, I remember I first got to LA, and this is like late 90s, and I was crossing the street from, what's that hotel across the street from the Comedy Store? Is that the Mondrian?
Mondrian, yeah.
Used to be the Mondrian.
Oh, it was hot in the 90s too. Mondrian was hot back then.
That's when it was cracking.
Oh, yeah.
Cracking.
Oh, yeah.
I stayed there for like a month. But anyway, so I was going back and forth. No doubt. Oh, man. Those walls could talk. And so going back and forth across the street to whatever restaurants was in that spot. Right now, I think it's I forget what restaurant is next to the Comedy Store. It ain't Katsuya, but I used to be hitting it up all the time. That restaurant has changed multiple times.
Oh, yeah, Katami it's called.
Yeah, Katami. That was
Katana,
my spot.
Something like that. Yeah.
Katana.
Yes, Katana. Yeah.
You know how I like all of those Japanese, Asian cuisine restaurants.
Yo, first of all, hit the brakes.
That's like you like dive bars.
Yo, but your favorite cuisine is a Japanese restaurant where you don't eat any fish, any sushi, any sashimi, like you don't eat anything on the menu. Like it's basically like you have to go off the menu, but you love them. You love them. Why do you love them? Two words. Say why you love Japanese restaurants.
All right. You love your dive bars.
No, the two words are
hot sake.
Sake. Yeah, yep.
That's first and foremost. And so I'm going to get to that part. So I'm walking across the street going to the Comedy Store, and a cop all of a sudden just jumps out of nowhere. I ain't even paying attention. And he like kind of grabbed my arm a little bit, was trying to give me like a jaywalking ticket.
Oh, they'll
this
do
is
that
a true
there.
Story. So first off, I snatched my arm like, dog, get off me. Because that area is cracking. What is that right there on the corner to the right? The House of Blues.
Yeah,
so
House
just think about it. I'm basically staying there for months on end, for like multiple years, by the way. You see what I'm surrounded by. House of Blues. I was there when Pac did his first show when he got out of jail. Like, I can tell you 100 House of Blues shows I've been to.
There's also an establishment you might not be familiar with called The Body Shop that's down the block there. Walkable.
Oh, I've been there.
Oh, okay.
I've been there. Trust me. The adult entertainment experience on Sunset Boulevard is a lot different than when you're in Atlanta or Miami or Houston or whatever. But, you know, I still paid my respects and gave back to the community. A lot of charity work. And so the cop came up on me, was like, yo, you can't jaywalk or whatever. I didn't realize that was a thing being from Detroit. So I wasn't
trying to be like
a smart aleck. Yeah, I wasn't trying to even be a smart aleck or nothing. I was just like, yo, like, I ain't taking no ticket, dog. I got a Michigan driver's license. And, like, you're harassing me, kind of. Like, it's like so many people out here. Like, you know, I'm just a Detroit kid in L.A., just got to the league, Jacoby. You know, I'm like, let me live, dog. Got my Blue Benz out here listening to the new Nas and the Wu-Tang. Like, let me live, dog. And he gave me a ticket for jaywalking.
Did you pay it? You pay it?
Yeah, I paid it.
You lying about paying a ticket. You lying.
I paid it.
See, one thing, young me was really bad at two things. Oh, you had like people, financial managers or whatever. Young me was really bad at paying tickets and paying taxes. They'll get you if you don't pay taxes. You'll never believe this. They will get you.
I just got to the league. Okay. I didn't even have a bank account until I got to the league, really, dog. It didn't matter because it was overdrawn so often. It didn't even matter. I was in college. I'm like, why am I even carrying this card? The balance is zero or negative.
Oh, yeah.
It's frustrating. So I just got to the league. Financial advisors, agents, big checks now. Of course I paid a parking ticket. I'm like, man, I give you the cash right now if you want it. You know what I'm saying?
I got in LA, it wasn't jaywalking, but it was so stupid. It was like the Podfather. One couple things about the Podfather. Number one, reckless driver. Like, he's getting there fast as possible. He's getting there. Number two, and I'll never forget this, Podfather doesn't wear a seatbelt. I don't know why. Podfather doesn't wear a seatbelt. But not only does he not wear a seatbelt, he'll connect his phone to the car and then have a full conversation with you when in the background it's going, bing, 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 bing. And I'm like, yo, just for the sake of this conversation, can you put a seatbelt on for 5 minutes? So I'm riding shotgun with the Podfather. He busts a U-turn right outside a Yard House. He busts a U-turn. And the cops are just like, the cops pull us over. And they give him a ticket for a U-turn and seatbelt. They give me a ticket for a seatbelt, even though I'm literally about to get out the car to go to work, because that's where the Grantland office was. And you know what? You'll never believe this. I didn't really get around to paying that ticket. And then when you get the ticket, you don't pay it. Apparently, you get like a court summons or something. I didn't go to that. So then I go to the second court summons, and they want $800. $800 American dollars. They're like, oh, the fees for not paying it, and then the fee, you missed the court date, so you got this fee too. And I was just like, I went to the judge and I was like, yo, I got $300 on it. He's like, that's fine. He's like, that's fine. Whatever you got.
Great cash, homie.
Hey, you know, based on our history in this country, you know, I was not trying to be in no courtroom for any way, shape, or form, especially for no ticket. I'm like, I got the cash in my pocket right now if you want it.
Yeah.
We got cash, homie. Some voicemails we'll get up to later. Jalen, there's something we need to discuss. Trending on Twitter yesterday involved two very important figures in music. G-Eazy on the internet licking all on Meg Thee Stallion's face. Just licking all over her face. They were trending yesterday. I don't know why Reggie's chiming in. Sounds like you're hating Reg. But I gotta say this. Meg Thee Stallion tweeted today that she is not having relations with G-Eazy. That she's just playing around. If someone asked her, then why is he licking all your cheek? He said, because he likes Fenty makeup. Jalen Rose, what do you think about this controversy?
So a couple of things. You clearly have to like somebody to let them lick on your face.
Yes.
Almost like that commercial. I was trying to think. I think it's an insurance commercial where the actress is driving and then the actor's hanging out of the window and he gets back in and he licks her face and she's like, get away from me.
When he's trying to be a dog, it's like the mayhem guy. Yeah, Tina Fey, I believe, is in that. So, Jay, let me just say something. G-Eazy actually having relations with Meg Thee Stallion would be like Pat Connaughton winning the dunk contest. Great moment for white guys. Great moment for white guys. Great moment. I feel like there should be a clause in G-Eazy's friendship contract with Meg Thee Stallion. If Pat Connaughton wins the dunk contest, then we're going to have to revisit this relationship. 2020 is the year
for
us.
And so this is why... Right now, you should tell a friend to tell a friend to download the Jalen and Jacoby podcast. Because we give the people what they want. And these are the kind of topics we can walk to the edge of the pool and have open and frank discussions about. And I agree. When I first saw G-Eazy kicking it with Meg Thee Stallion, shout to the Bay Area, shout to Meg, Rock fam, I said the exact same thing. That this is a victory for white
huge
guys.
Huge win. Huge
That's
win
a
for
win.
White guys.
That's a huge win.
And however, no, he's not even like however, that handsome either. Like,
And I'm glad that our country has progressed to the point where Jack Johnson was once jailed for doing the exact same thing you just said in reverse.
Good point.
The great boxer. And that is, okay, we dealt with slavery. We dealt with segregation. So now I'm going to deal with all the white women I can. He was taking those victories then.
Jay, you said we towed the edge. Sometimes you go over the edge. On the podcast exclusive, you're going over the edge. We towed the edge on TV. But sometimes you just go straight over the edge for the podcast exclusive. We always say we get the people
what they
want.
And just think about this. He got locked up. He got locked up trying to get him a presidential pardon for it. He was in this drop top with white women and got locked up. Got put in jail. And by the way, slavery ended in like 1860. Why is somebody in the 1920s getting arrested for dating a white woman?
Jalen, I don't want to get canceled. So we always say we'll give the people what they want. So don't forget, call 985-80-JALEN. Ladies, tomorrow's Wednesday. We need some female voicemails. So ladies, call 985-80-JALEN right now. Leave us voicemails. We'll put them on the show tomorrow. Today we're taking all callers like this one.
Uncle Jalen, Uncle Jacoby. What up, though? This is Ken from Charlotte, North Carolina. So, Jalen, how do we go about donating time and money to the JRLA. We got a thing with my company. Shout out Cisco, best place to work in the world, where they'll match whatever we donate, and I get up to 40 hours for the year for time to give. So I'm definitely trying to do that for the time to give, man. Coming up, you know, low income, I know the importance of education, man. Anyways, man, let me know. Rest in peace, Kobe. Happy birthday, Jalen. And, yeah, let me know. Put it on the show so I can figure out how to do this, man. Appreciate everything you guys do.
Thank you for the shout. appreciate the love. Thank you for the support and for being philanthropic and actually caring to take the time and energy out of your day to call our fine program, to leave a voicemail, not only about sports, but about the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, mm-hmm. something that's near and dear to my heart, and it's 50% of my life, and obviously it's a great passion of mine. If my life is 24 hours, JRLA is 12. That's just how it works. And if you want to support, go to JRLADetroit.com. JRLADetroit.com. ESPN is also a company that I'm proud to work for and do a great job of also matching donations that employees give. And I've been gracious enough to have a lot of my coworkers do the same thing. I want to start naming them right now.
Oh, you can't get them all.
What ends up happening is.
Nah, you can't get them
correct.
All.
Correct.
But let me tell you something,
right.
Jay.
I don't have
let
a list.
Let me tell you something. If you work at ESPN and you give to JRLA, Michelle's going to follow up on you about that matching donation. Michelle's going to email you. She's going to text you. She's going to make sure that you get Disney to match that donation. Big shout to Michelle because she's the absolute best. We got time for one more voicemail. What do you got, Reg?
What up, guys? This is Blake. I have a cultural or regional for you guys. So I look more like Jacoby, and I went out to dinner the other night, and there was a large party of people who were out for a birthday, and they all looked like Jalen. Instead of singing the regular, normal happy birthday song, they sang the Stevie Wonder version. That cultural or regional. And Jacoby, I need your help because I kept on thinking, what would be the cultural version of Happy Birthday other than the original song that is for people that look like you and I? So let me know, get back to me, and keep giving the people what they want.
I have a lot of thoughts on this, Jalen Rose. A lot of thoughts. Because I have a theory, and correct me if I'm wrong, that, you know that I'm married into a black family, so I'm around a lot of black happy birthdays and a lot of black people, and they all like to sing the Stevie Wonder version. The Stevie Wonder version is the preferred version for people that look like you. But y'all don't know the lyrics. You know every lyric to our version, but y'all don't know, all y'all know is happy birthday to ya. No verses, nothing else, just the chorus. The chorus over and over and over. And I've never said this on wax, I've never even said this in a casual conversation, but every time I want to be like, y'all don't really know this song, do you? Like, y'all really don't know this song, because I know this song is longer than 15 seconds.
So a couple of things. There aren't really lyrics. It's just chorus over and over again. Number one. Number two, G-Eazy, what he's trying to do, you've been doing it for almost 20 years. Shout to you. You're probably his idol. You're probably his idol. You know that? You are probably G-Eazy's idol. Good for
Big
you.
Shout to G-Eazy. G-Eazy, Pat Connaughton, we appreciate you. I just want to celebrate you. yesterday you said that your people are taking over the quarterback position. Well, we're making moves in a new territory as well, Mr. Rose. We're making moves as well. You know what? I support you. You support me. That's why it's all love on Jalen and Jacoby. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done. Got the gift of people.